Okay, and then it just starts getting ridiculous. That goes on for about another, 10 minutes, so I thought I'd better fade it out. But that was pretty good going, getting a good 16 minutes of the Glasgow Improvisers Orchestra on air. When they played that on BBC Radio Scotland, I think they only gave us the first measly 7 minutes. So, that was the Glasgow Improvisers Orchestra debut album, Munich and Glasgow. In fact, that's a slight lie. You did get a treat there in that on the debut album, the first track there, which was called Dissenting, followed by Raymond McDonald's Das Grosse Spiel, the Dissenting version was actually not the version on the album. The Dissenting version was the version we recorded in Munich in September 2003. And then Das Grosse Spiel, the version on the album. The album is available on FMR Records and in all great bookshops. That's rubbish. Record stores like Monorail and stuff. But it's available online from the FMR website. There's loads of people involved in that band. This Magnetic Possum show this week, we did promise you, is going to be local talent. And I hope I haven't disappointed for the first 16 minutes there. We're going to be playing lots more music tonight from a lot of the people who feature on that recording I just played. There are about 20 people in that band. However, I'm not going to play that right now. I'm going to play something completely different. Having said that, I hope this works. This is probably the first time I've ever pressed play on this CD player, because usually Neil is here to man the decks, as it were. Let's see if this works.
Telephone conversation. The usual microphone cannot be used to record a telephone conversation. Instead, use a special telephone pickup. Attach the suction cup of the telephone pickup to the telephone case and plug the cord into the record mic. M-I-C, jack. Fig 13. Monitoring while recording. Oh, that doesn't matter. That's all it says. And it's just to ascertain the sound quality of the material being recorded. Monitoring is possible in the following ways. Through the speaker, set the monitor switch for on. Through the earphone, set the monitor switch for off. Plug the earphone cord into the extension speaker jack. I suppose I could hear what was going on then. Anyway, I'll try that now. I'm sorry to waste your time. Am I spoiling a program for you?
No.
Oh yeah, well, we put it off. I wouldn't say so, certainly, but it sounds as if that could be what it is, you know? No, it can't be, unless it comes from New York and New York's hidebound or something. You know, it does a bit, doesn't it? So, anyway, I've been thinking of phoning her for ages, And I thought, well, from what it says, it sounds terrible, so we might phone tonight to see what's what. Mm-hmm. But I was going to phone just when Harry-O started, but Harry-O was good, so I thought I would wait.
Wait a minute,
Harry.
Who are you phoning?
Anne!
That's what I thought you said. Mm-hmm.
It'll take a long time to get through. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
It's Gina.
What's the matter?
Nothing. We're worried about you.
Why?
Well, all the reports from America are 99 inches of snow or something. Well, I hoped you weren't. Of course, yes. It's a shame. I feel very bad because I just have not done one yet. I keep on every weekend, I'm going to do one. I said I must tape to Anne. And I wrote you a wee note the other day saying I'm very sorry I haven't taped yet.
Your tapes the same day as the postcard you sent. Wait till I tell you when it was. It was last Thursday, and I have been listening to a little bit every day, spinning them out. And I just finished the last tape, listening to it today, and I was so demolished when you stopped talking and there wasn't any more. I do so enjoy hearing from you, and it's bad enough when there's a long dearth, which I can quite understand, but when I do get a lot of tapes and hear your cheery voice, I find it an awful letdown when they're finished.